Did he come back with the same girlfriend? I laughed out loud. My father's philandering was a constant joke between us. I believe so, but I hardly doubt she'll last through the end of the week. She lay a napkin across her lap and set the plate on top of it. So, what's been cooking? I opened my mouth to take a bite, but her hand glided through the air and stopped me. Before you start eating, I want to know about the date you went on. My skin began to heat. What date? I ignored her fingers and nibbled off one of the corners. The gooey chocolate swirled around my tongue and melted. It was rich, almost painfully sweet. I would be eating the two on my plate, and possibly one more. The last time I saw you look this way was when you first began dating Reed. Someone is making you glow, and I want to know who he is. That period with Reed had been such a happy one. We had just started to really collaborate in business, referring each other some of the largest contracts of our career. We were traveling and having our best sex. We couldn't get enough of each other. But it hadn't ended that way. When I really thought about it, I realized Derek's fingers had stimulated more emotion, more passion than any part of Reed's body ever had. It wasn't a date, I said. It was something. Yes, it was something. There's nothing wrong with having a little fun. She looked down at the brownie on her plate and blushed a little. If I were 20 years younger, I would be doing the same. But Anna, what if the fun comes with a risk? Survivors take risks, doll, and that's what we are. Reed hurt you, and you're still feeling that sting. That doesn't mean the next guy won't hurt you, or the one after that. If you hadn't ever experienced pain, then you wouldn't be able to understand the true depths of love. With one comes the other, and yours will come, but you can't spend the rest of your life alone because you're afraid of getting hurt again. I had fears, plenty of them. What if I gave myself to him physically, but I wasn't able to stop from getting emotionally involved? Despite Bree's predictions, Derek had said he only wanted a physical relationship. What was it that I wanted? I'm having dinner with Alston on Saturday night, she said. You are? Alston lived a few floors down from Anna. The last time I was here, I had mentioned that he'd been asking about her. She'd been so hesitant about going on a date with him. I was glad she changed her mind. I figure it saves me from fixing something to eat that night. She set down her plate with more than half the brownie left on it. Dinner and some conversation isn't going to kill me. It won't kill you either. Although, she licked a bit of chocolate off her finger. I have a suspicion you've skipped the dinner part and went straight to the what happens after part. My phone chimed from my purse, which I'd left on the kitchen counter. One second. I have to check that. I stood from the couch, grateful for the interruption. When I reached my phone, Derek's name appeared on the screen. Is your wetness dripping down your legs yet? A flutter erupted in my stomach, triggering that throbbing to pulse yet again. I didn't know how a sentiment so short, so unromantic and crude could have this effect on me. I slid my phone back into my purse so I could give Anna my full attention. The last thing I wanted was for her to see his text. We've been through some hard times, she said as she walked into the kitchen. She rested her hands on my shoulders. Times when I questioned whether we'd make it, but we always did. Together. The erotic throbbing screeched to a halt, and a knot began to wedge itself into my throat. I know. The corners of her eyes creased as her stare deepened. We're going to do this together, too. This dating thing. It'll be our next adventure, whatever it means and wherever it takes us. Sound good? I nodded. Okay. Whoever this man is, he sees how beautiful you are. I know that because I can see the way he makes you feel. The feelings he stirs. I paused, getting my thoughts together. I've never felt anything so strong before, not even with Reed. Her aged eyes scanned mine.
Good. It makes me happy to hear that.
She pulled me closer, wrapping her arms around me.
We'll start there and see what happens. The important thing is that we're starting.
She couldn't have been more right. Back inside the SUV with Norm driving me to my next appointment, I pulled out my phone to reply to Derek's text. Before even typing a word, I could already feel the heat returning to my cheeks, the warmth spreading to my breasts. I cuddled into the corner of the back seat, bending my knees so I could wrap my toes around the edge of the seat. Me. If it was dripping down my legs, what should I do about it? Derek. Wipe it with your fingers, then stick those wet fingers in your mouth and tell me how good you taste. Me. You're so dirty. Derek. Dirty is when I tell you to take those fingers and stick them in your ass. We're not there yet. Me. We will be. Derek. You'll be begging for me to be inside your ass soon. Me. How soon? He left me without a reply.
10. Derek. I reclined in my chair and propped my legs on the desk as I stared at Frankie's last text. She wanted to know how soon it would be before she was begging me to fuck her in the ass. She was baiting me. My dick couldn't take it anymore. I had to have her. A taste of her, at least. I would swipe my tongue across her pussy again and again, licking until there were enough of her juices to fill my mouth. Then I'd swallow, savoring her flavor. I needed to hear those sweet moans, that labored breath. I needed to feel her smooth, soft skin against my lips. I needed her now. I had no goddamn patience for this. But I couldn't. Fuck it. I'd give her some foreplay. That was all. Appeasing my cock would have to wait. Me. Where are you? As soon as I hit send, I wanted to throw my phone across the room and watch the screen shatter. What was it about her that made me break every promise to myself? One night and one morning, that's all I would give her. That promise had gone to hell last night when I fingered her. I told myself it didn't count because my dick hadn't touched her, and since I only planned to use my mouth, today wouldn't count either. Who was I kidding? It counted. It all counted. My phone vibrated on my lap. Frankie, I'm driving to a showing. Me, what part of town? Frankie, Beacon Hill, heading toward Fenway. Depending which route she took, she might be passing through the back bay. I swung the chair from side to side as I read her words over and over. Her pussy was dangling in front of me. I didn't know if I could stop myself from taking it. If this were just about getting off, I could call Tamara and have her suck my cock. She'd be swallowing my load in less than an hour. But this wasn't just about getting off. This was about Frankie. Me. Stop by my office on your way through. Frankie, I won't have much time. Me. You won't need much. Frankie. To do what? Me. Hurry up. Frankie's pulling up, Will said through the intercom on my phone. I'd asked him to wait for her by the front and to let me know when she got there. I need at least 15 minutes with her. No disruptions. No problem. I shoved my hand down the waist of my jeans and readjusted. My dick hadn't softened at all in the time it had taken her to get here. Send her down when she comes in. Got it. I hung up and shut down my email. There were several messages in there from Julia that I hadn't gotten around to deleting. That woman wouldn't take no for an answer. I didn't want Frankie to get upset at seeing her name, and the position I planned to have her in would give her the perfect view of my screen. I don't have any of your paperwork with me, she said from the doorway, and I left my tablet in the car, so I hope whatever you need doesn't require specifics. She assumed I wanted to discuss business. That sounded about right, coming from her. Close the door behind you, I told her. I slid my chair back, putting a few feet between the desk and me. Now come here. She walked into my office and headed toward the other side of the desk. No, I pointed at the spot in front of me. Here. She positioned herself in the little space I had given her and pressed her ass onto the edge of my desk. She looked gorgeous, dressed in a tight black skirt and a top the same color as her eyes. Her heels made her legs look even longer. My eyes savored her sleek calves, her taut thighs. They slid up the height of her and lingered on her tits. Her scent hit me. It was heavier on the amber today, lighter on the brown sugar. You won't need your tablet, I said. I don't want to talk numbers. Then why am I here, Derek? Her texts were full of confidence that she didn't have in person, but beneath that leer were rings of desire that outweighed her sexual shyness. Her lust grew the longer I stared at her. I could almost taste it in the air. I stood, towering over her, leaning my face into hers. I traced her plump, supple lips with my eyes, knowing the ones at the other end of her body were just as soft and glossy. Because I need to taste you. I pressed my mouth to hers and slid in my tongue. Her flavor was as sensual as her scent. I couldn't define it. I just knew I couldn't get enough of it. She sucked on the end of my tongue and let me explore her mouth even deeper. Our bodies were inches apart, but I had to be closer. I dragged her to me until the only thing separating us was our clothes. Her fingers found my belt, loosening the buckle as I pulled my mouth away. Take off your skirt.
Here?
I nodded. But won't someone take it off, Frankie? Now. She stared at me, hesitant, yet she pulled her hands free and reached behind her back to undo her zipper. It fell down her legs, and she stepped out of it. My arms moved to her sides, wedging her against me, blocking my view of her panties. I was eager to remove those, too. But first I needed more of her mouth. I took control of her lips and cupped my hands around those perfect ass cheeks and lifted her onto the desk. I spread her legs wide, stood between them and felt the tips of her heels ride up and down my calves. My dick was straining against my jeans, and shifting my hips wasn't helping to release the tension. I knew if I touched the damn thing, I wouldn't be able to stop myself from driving it deep inside her. It wasn't time for that yet, so it was safer to leave it just where it was and take the pain. That wasn't the only pressure weighing on me. I was quickly realizing that even though I'd kissed plenty of lips, more than I could have counted, they all tasted the same after a while, and it was hard to tell one set from the other. Until I'd tasted Frankie's. The flavor and texture of her mouth, the way her lips curved against mine. All of it was different. After kissing them yesterday and again right now, I wanted even more. I gripped her face between my palms and pushed us apart, taking in her eyes as deeply as I had taken in her mouth. What I had planned was as dangerous as my feelings for her. I knew I should stop. I knew I should tell her to get dressed and walk her to her SUV. But I couldn't. I slid down her body, pausing at her waist. She'd listened to the order I had written in the note and wasn't wearing the panties I'd sent. Rather than wasting time to take hers off, I yanked from both sides, tearing the red lace straight down the middle.
Oh, God,
she breathed, her fingers reaching for my hair. I brushed my beard over the inside of her thigh. Have you been waiting to feel this?
Yes,
she sighed. What about this? I licked the spot I had roughed up with my whiskers. Her scent had changed from sugar to coconut. Perfect. Derek? She stared down at me, the look on her face telling me exactly what she wanted me to do. Yes, my pink ivory. I want you. And I wanted her. So fucking much. But as huge as this would be for her, it would be something even more for me. I knew the warmth of her pussy. I'd been knuckle-deep inside it. Now I wanted to know how it felt against my tongue, how it tasted from the inside, how tightly it contracted under my mouth when she came. Lean back and put your feet on the edge of my desk. Her shoes clattered as they hit the floor and she curled her toes around the beveled edge, bent her knees and rested her back against the walnut surface. She was completely submissive and waiting for me to do anything I wanted. Damn, she was beautiful. I got on my knees, meeting her pussy at eye level, knowing there would be plenty of teasing once we spent a whole night together. Moments that she'd scream at the top of her lungs before I gave her what she wanted. There would be no teasing today. I ran my tongue down the length of her clit. It hardened as I swiped it. Her stomach quivered, and her hands reached out for me. Oh, she moaned. If lust had a flavor, that was what Frankie tasted like. I lapped her clit, changing my speed every few licks. She rocked her hard knot against my mouth, and I could tell she was already so close to coming. I gripped her hips to steady her. This would unfold at my pace, not hers. Oh, Derek. Fuck. She dug her nails into my scalp. I loved the pain she induced. It was punishment for what I was doing, where I was, where I shouldn't be. Even though I could taste her on my tongue, it still wasn't enough. I wanted it thick. I wanted it to coat me. I stuck two fingers inside her and curved them so they reached her G-spot. I kept them fully submerged, swirling the tips around that sensitive spot. Her moaning turned louder, her breathing heavier. Her legs swayed as her tunnel clenched and unclenched. It was tempting to keep this up, to increase my speed, to take her to that edge, then to slow down and let her fade back. I could do that for hours. But as much as she wanted to get off, I just wanted as badly to taste the cum that was going to gush out of her. It was time. I held her clit between my teeth and licked it from inside my mouth. Her hips instantly bucked. Derek, shit, I'm so close. I quickened my pace. Then come for me, I mumbled, my mouth too full for my words to be clear. My fingers continued circling her G-spot, and my tongue flicked as fast as it could. She let out a scream as I felt her contract around me. She became wetter and wetter until her entire body began to tremble. Last night, I got to see her face while she was coming. Now I got to see her orgasm up close, the peak, and the long, drawn-out aftermath. It was just as amazing. I stayed on my knees, gently licking until she calmed. Then I pulled myself up and lifted her until she was sitting upright. That was... She paused, trying to collect herself. I've never had anything like that before. Her hair was wild now. She reached up to tame it, but I stopped her. I wanted her just like she was for a moment. Raw. Feral. Flushed. She was stunning. I mean, I've had that before, but never like that. My dick throbbed even harder. I figured I wasn't the first man to ever use his mouth on her, but I wanted to be the first who showed her how to reach a new level of pleasure. Her hand cupped my chin, brushing my beard. Ordinarily, I would have stopped her from touching me, just like I did everyone else. This time, I let it go. I'm all over you. Her thumb ran over the wet whiskers on my cheeks, and she smiled bashfully. I leaned in and kissed her. Her laugh told me she knew exactly what I was doing. Now that, she murmured against my lips and pulled away. I have never done. I brushed my cheek over her mouth. Taste yourself, I whispered. Her tongue weaved through my beard until she found my tongue and sucked on it, getting the last of what was on it. Her breathing turned heavier. Her fingers crawled through the spaces between the buttons on my shirt. She wanted more. I wanted the same, but not here. And if I didn't stop her, that's what would have happened. I captured her wrists in my hands and held them at her sides. Then I dragged my lips away. You're going to be late for your meeting. She nodded. I am. She glanced down and tried to twist them out of my grip.
Let me touch you.
Not now.
Derek, that's twice that you haven't let me do anything to you in return.
I will. She licked her bottom lip and pulled it into her mouth.
When?
I dropped her wrists and reached for her skirt, handing it to her as I helped her off the desk.
Soon.
If I didn't enjoy your surprises so much, she said, stepping into her skirt, I wouldn't take soon as an answer. She zipped herself up and finger-combed her hair. I laughed, regretting that I'd given her the skirt back. When it came to Frankie's professional life, she was in control of every aspect. When it came to me, she'd have to be satisfied with whatever I gave her, including my answers. I stepped toward her. Is that so? Before she said anything, I took that sharp mouth of hers again. I wanted to taste her words on my tongue. I finally pulled away, and she nodded, so sure of herself. She thought she knew me. She knew nothing. I slipped my fingers into her hand and led her toward the door.
You know,
she said, pausing as she looked at our clasped hands.
You told me I'd be begging you to fuck me in the ass. I may not be there yet, but I'm begging for you to be here.
She took the back of my hand and rubbed it over her pussy. Without any panties covering her, I could feel the contour, the silken soft skin. It was almost enough to make me come. I threw her back against the door, leaned my forehead into hers, and said, Is that what you want, Frankie? My cock deep inside your cunt? She blushed deeply.
Yes, it's what I want.
I pulled her into me. The sharp movement made her gasp. Then she smiled as I gripped her face and kissed her. Shit, that wasn't enough either. My nose grazed the length of her neck. I felt her pulse throbbing as I slowly moved across her chest. The sweat that covered her skin tasted as sweet as it smelled.
Patience. When it comes to you, I have none.
I exhaled over her skin. That's what I like to hear. I reached behind her and opened the door. Her glazed eyes, her grinning mouth, were so erotic I had to stop my hands from reaching for her zipper. Now get back to work.
You too, Mr. Block.
I shut the door, knowing this fiery piece of perfection was going to be trouble. I warned myself of that now. But I knew I wasn't listening.
11. Frankie. Another delivery, Bree said as she walked into my office. Behind her was a messenger, carrying a box that was the same size as the last delivery. I signed my name and he placed it on my desk and walked out. Bree took a seat in one of the chairs, folded a leg underneath her, and smiled. What part of your body is Mr. Block going to decorate today? A bra to match the panties, I bet, I joked. Someone's found her voice. Not as speechless as you were yesterday. I was speechless yesterday. After leaving Derek's office, I didn't say more than a few words at my showing. I wasn't able to. My mind and my body were far too consumed with what had just happened to concentrate on the apartment my other clients were viewing. He was doing something to me, and I was letting him. Was he changing me, or helping me release this inner need I never even knew existed? I realized my sex life before him had been sadly stale and simple. But the warmth he'd made me feel yesterday carried into today. And it didn't feel as though it would be going away anytime soon. In fact, I wanted to head back to his office, crawl on top of his desk, and have him do it again. And again. Frankie! My eyes were aimed at the middle of my desk and focused on nothing. I blinked and looked at Bree. Sorry. Just thinking of something else. I felt the flush as it rose to my face. or someone else. What? No. You're blushing. You really have it bad for him, don't you? I'm just warm, that's all.
I reached for my scissors and sliced open the tape. There was a second box inside, wrapped and decorated with a bow. It held exactly what I had suspected. A matching bra, as ornate and stunning as the panties.
Wow, Bree sighed. Wait, he wasn't hoping you'd wear these for him. He knew you would.
I tried to calm everything inside me that was fluttering.
And he knew that because... Oh, shit!
She pushed herself to the edge of her chair.
You've already hooked up with him, haven't you?
This was the moment I had feared would come. I didn't want to lie to Bree any more than I already had. We'd always been so honest with each other. But regardless of my friendship with her, I was her boss in this office, and having a personal relationship with a client didn't set a good example. She giggled before I could say anything.
You little slut!
She picked up a paperclip and threw it at me.
I see the answer all over your face. When the hell were you going to tell me?
I sighed, sinking into my chair, relief flooding me.
Thank God you finally know. You've been wanting to tell me, haven't you? Yes, so badly. But I'm having the hardest time talking about this, Bree. It's difficult even admitting it to myself.
You have a hard time talking about anything personal. She pulled her chair closer and rested her arms over my desk. Her misty blue eyes were twinkling with excitement.
Tell me everything. You have to.
Shouldn't we be doing this over wine?
I'll go get some mugs.
Where's that case Derek sent? I laughed as the tension fell away a little more.
Seriously, start talking, Frankie. It's too early to drink, even for me.
You know, you're starting to sound demanding. Like him. Her back straightened and her brows rose.
Demanding, huh?
As in, always in control.
Oh.
The look on her face told me she understood.
Damn, I love him even more.
I sipped my coffee and explained everything that had happened with Derek over the past few days, from the flirtation and the incident at the gala to our rendezvous at his office yesterday. With each bit of news, she shifted between reclining in her chair to leaning into my desk. And now, I said, pointing at the box.
There's this.
She looked at the bra again.
This isn't just sexual. He has feelings for you.
I shook my head. No, he's being cautious and sensitive because we have a professional relationship. I should be doing the same. Bree smiled.
You think that's why he's getting you off and making sure you're completely satisfied? No way. If he didn't have feelings for you, he wouldn't have hooked up with you twice without trying to screw you, or sent you gifts and texts and emails.
Her tone shifted.
Frankie, he won't even let you touch him. I know. That part doesn't make any sense.
I couldn't hide my embarrassment when I told her that detail. It felt as if he didn't think I knew what I was doing, that I wouldn't measure up to whoever he'd been with before.
Oh, Frankie. Dear, sweet, naive Frankie.
I laughed at her description.
He doesn't want you to touch him because he wants your encounters to be all about you right now. Pleasing you pleases him. He wouldn't even take the time to do any of this if he didn't want something more from you. He cares about you, girl. Trust me.
Her thoughts contradicted Derek's insistence that all he wanted was a physical relationship.
Don't think about it so hard. Just go with it and see what happens.
She leaned in, as if what she said next was really going to hurt.
Derek isn't going to be another Reed. Things can change. You certainly are.
The fact that I was even considering something with Derek proved her words to be true. She was right. I needed to stop thinking. I also needed to start working. My father would never come to trust me with his whole company if I didn't grow my sales and expand the profile of Jordan International. And that's exactly what would happen if I continued to dwell on this.
Bree stood. I can tell you've reached your emotional limit for the day, and my phone is ringing off the hook, so I'm going to go. She looked over her shoulder as she left. Next time, don't let this eat you up. Just come talk to me about it. Whatever it is, you know I've got you. I smiled. Again, she was right. I do know. Thank you. Once she was gone, I lifted the bra and removed the note that I knew was underneath it. To be worn with the panties. It's almost as soft and as smooth as your pussy felt against my tongue. But not quite. D. His tongue. His beard. The way he had licked me to an orgasm. My body shuddered from the memory. What was he doing to me? And how would I ever be able to live without it? Hey there, I said as Derek answered my call. Do you have a second to talk?
For you, I do.
I tucked myself into the corner of my couch and spread a throw over me, then lifted the glass of Pinot Noir off the end table. I looked toward the wall of windows, taking in the city's twinkling lights, seeking the courage to follow through with what I had planned. I wanted to thank you for the bra. It's beautiful. I hadn't sent him a text or an email to thank him. I decided I wanted to call him instead. As much as I had tried to shut off my thoughts of him, and of us, I hadn't been able to.
My pleasure.
His voice stirred those feelings again so easily.
But that's not why you called.
I took a sip, letting the wine rest on my tongue for a bit before I swallowed. It was from the case he'd sent me, and one of my favorites. The hints of cherry and cocoa made a perfect blend. I stared into my glass and sucked in a deep breath. I was wondering if you wanted to come over for a drink. He had led every interaction, scheduled all of our encounters. He had voiced what he wanted. It was my turn. He breathed into the phone, the same way he'd exhaled over my skin yesterday in his office. Goosebumps appeared all over me from the thought of it.
I want to.
He took a second breath, then I heard him shift the phone. Or maybe he had covered the speaker. I couldn't tell which.
But I can't tonight.
I should have known he'd reject the offer. Oh, right. It's last minute. I didn't expect.
I'm not in the city, Frankie. If I were, I'd be over there, drinking you.
That familiar throbbing started again. It was becoming almost permanent. I like that answer, I said, using his words from yesterday.
What are you wearing?
I lifted the throw and glanced down at my outfit. Yoga pants, a tank top. My description wasn't exactly sexy. I would have changed if you were coming over.
Panties?
No.
Touch your pussy for me.
I laughed. That was easier than coming up with something to say.
I'm not asking, Frankie. I'm telling you, touch your pussy.
Right now?
Don't make me say it again.
I set the glass on the end table, tossed the blanket on the floor, and slid my hand over my lace bra. I moaned. My nipples are so hard.
You're not listening.
It feels so good when they're pulled on, and the skin on my stomach is so warm and soft.
Frankie.
I haven't even touched myself yet, and I can already feel how wet I'm getting. I flicked the pads of my fingers over the hardened pebbles. My eyes closed. My teeth bit into my bottom lip. Ah.
Touch your pussy.
I'm wet for you, Derek. Wet and needy, and ready to scream your name.
Touch your fucking pussy right now.
I moaned as my fingers traveled past my belly button. Almost there. They teased the lower part of my stomach and just under the waist of my pants. So close. I slowly brought them down farther, resting them flat across my bare mound. I'm there.
You defied me.
I smiled while I stretched my legs out, placing one foot on the end of the ottoman, and the other across the couch. I would never do that. His growl was so deep and passionate.
Spread those goddamn lips and press a finger to your clit.
I dipped my finger down, rubbing it against the spot as he'd requested. That feels so good.
How wet are you?
I dropped down a little more, getting wetter the lower I went. Extremely.
Fuck. I want to feel that. I want to taste it.
The sound of his gravelly tone made my back arch.
Run your finger up and down your clit for me.
My body was clenching to be filled, tightening as I rubbed.
Talk to me, Frankie. Tell me how it feels.
It feels incredible. My exhale ended with a groan. I want more. More fingers, more pressure. More you.
Add another finger to your clit.
I want your fingers, Derek. He laughed.
You'll have them soon enough. And more.
Are you touching yourself?
No, I'm not.
Even his denials were authoritative.
Have you added another finger?
My middle and index fingers were running up and down my clit now.
Yes. Push harder and flick your wrist faster.
I increased the speed as my head fell back into the cushion. My mouth opened and let out a gasp. My body responded when I touched myself in the shower, but never with this intensity. The build was already there.
Derek, the way you moan my name makes my dick so fucking hard.
You feel so good. It didn't make much sense, but giving in to his demands made it feel as if my fingers were his, as foreign and as unexpected as this new passion that brewed inside me.
Faster.
His voice deepened.
Harder.
I could almost feel his lips caressing me again. Oh, God.
Let me hear how wet you are.
My hand slowed. How do I do that?
Turn on your speakerphone. Bend your knees and place the phone under your pussy.
I did as he instructed, rubbing the whole time. I heard the slick sound of my fingers penetrating, slipping in and out of me. And now he did, too.
Frankie,
he said.
That sounds so fucking good, so wet, so ready for me.
It is, I told him, practically breathless now. Let me have another finger.
What do you want to do with it?
He spoke from between my legs. It felt as if he were there with me, doing this to me, his breath blowing against my skin. I closed my eyes and pushed my heels into the cushions. I want to put it inside of me.
No.
There was noise in the background. I imagined him walking down a busy street, my street, standing on the sidewalk outside my building, looking through my window. That was impossible. I lived on the top floor, but the thought of him watching me do this turned me on even more.
You can have another finger, he conceded. But keep it on your clit.
My hips began to grind against my hand. Whatever you say, Mr. Block.
It's a good thing I'm not there right now, he hissed. Or you'd be getting one hell of a punishment.
You'd punish me?
For hours, until you screamed yourself hoarse.
A quick shudder ran through my body. That sounds painful.
You'll love the reward, but you'll learn to love the pain, too.
Shit, Derek, I breathed. I'm so close.
When I tell you to come, I want to hear how good it feels as it pulses through that exquisite body of yours.
I gripped the pillow at my side, dug my toes into the couch, and waited for his command.
Faster, Frankie.
I circled faster.
Harder.
I brushed over my clit with greater pressure, more speed, writhing and churning.
Now, he said sternly. Come for me.
The orgasm was already there, anticipating his approval. Once I had it, I felt it burst through my navel, exploding through my chest and down my thighs. I lost control of my body, my sounds. The shouting, the moaning, the gasping of his name as it all came to a quivering end.
I hope you realize how amazing that sounded, he panted.
I rested flat on the couch, erotic shivers still shooting through me. I'm glad I could amuse you.
That was more than amusement.
I wasn't sure what to say. Masturbating over the phone was something completely new to me. As much as I enjoyed it, it was a bit embarrassing that he'd heard so much from me. Yet I'd heard and touched so little of him.
And Frankie?
His voice took an even more demanding tone.
What you just did. I don't want that happening again.
I reached for my wine and took a sip. You're serious?
Yes.
You mean I can't...
Touch yourself? No, you can't.
The physical control was sexy, I couldn't deny that. But there was no way he could know whether I touched myself or not.
And I will know if you do it. So don't test me.
He seemed to have heard my thoughts.
Good night, Pink Ivory. Sleep tight.
My breath caught at the last word. He hung up before I had a chance to respond. I stared at the fingers that gripped my wine, slick from my insertion, leaving smudges on the glass as they dried. When I was in his presence, he controlled everything. My movements, the things that happened between us, when and how I came. And now, he was controlling my orgasms from a distance. And I had done nothing to stop it from happening.
12. Derek. I need you to get Frankie some high heels, I instructed Will. He stood in front of my desk, taking notes on his phone. Is there a certain kind you'd like? There are kinds? They're like purses. They come in different styles, designers, brands. You seem to know a lot about these things. Should I be worried? My feet and my accessories are my business, he said. I laughed at that. Think of all the purses and shoes you've had me buy Hayden and your mom over the years. I'm an expert now. Tamara's text this morning agreed. She loved whatever Will had sent her and said she promised to wear it the next time we were together. I didn't like the thought of that at all. Does Frankie wear Louboutins or Jimmy Choo or how the hell would I know? He sighed and scratched his stubbled jaw. His beard was still patchy, not nearly as thick as mine, but it was finally starting to come in. The construction crew had put down $20 thinking Will wouldn't grow one since he was more polished than the rest of us. I bet against the guys, and I planned on winning. So far, my boy wasn't letting me down. Okay, tell me what they looked like, and I'll piece it together, he said. I tried to remember what Frankie had been wearing at the party and at the hole. In my office... All I could picture was the way her calves looked, and her thighs, and her ass, and what her pussy felt like when she'd kicked the heels off. Just get something black with a thin heel and at least 4 inches high. Those are your only requirements? Make sure they're sexy. Make me want to eat them off her. Black, thin heel, sexy, edible, he laughed as he wrote. Got it. I'll get in touch with Bree for the details. Anything else? I pictured her wearing them along with the bra and panties. A garter that matches the other stuff, I said. A pair of stockings and a jacket. A black one with buttons and a tie that wraps around her waist. My dick started to pitch a tent under the desk. It had been 10 days since Frankie had first walked into my office, and 14 since I'd come. I hadn't let Tamara touch me. Frankie either. And I hadn't touched myself. I was more than fucking ready to bust. Do you want to see any of this before I buy it? He asked. No, I want to be surprised. That was the same reason I hadn't chosen any of the other items he had sent. You have a date and time in mind then, right? A date. I hated the sound of that. It was so singular. Final. The date I would finally get to have her, and the following day when I wouldn't be able to have her again. 3 days from now, I said. It would be Saturday night. I knew I couldn't wait much longer than that. My email chimed as a note from her appeared in my inbox. He noted everything. I'll make sure it's all delivered before. Anything else? I shook my head. That's it. Thank you. Will left as I read her email. From Jordan, Frankie to Block, Derek. Sent April 24th, 9:17 a.m. Subject, weekly status update, as you requested, Mr. Block. The photographer is scheduled to be at Timber Towers next Monday. I'll confirm the time as soon as I have it. I want some shots of the view from the higher floors, the rendering, and the facade. The publications have been chosen, and ad space has been purchased. Once we have the photos, I'll be reaching out to my international investors. I do have one coming into town tomorrow, so, if it's okay with you, I'd like to bring him by the building. Also, I want to plan a broker's open within the 3 weeks. Is there a day that works best? Frankie. P.S. Thanks for last night. Winky face. She called me Mr. Block. I wondered if she would still call me that if I showed up at her office, bent her over her desk and slapped her hard, tight ass. Or better, shoved my dick inside it. Just the thought of it made me want to get in my Suburban and start driving. It was a good thing I had been in Portsmouth last night when she had called, or there was a chance she would have gotten my dick. At the very least, I would have eaten that perfect pussy for the second day in a row. She was proving how much she wanted me, and she was trying to get more. I'd have to reward her for that. From Block, Derek to Jordan, Frankie, sent April 24th, 9:19 a.m. Subject, yes, Wednesday. I miss the sound of your moans. I would miss them even more when I wasn't able to hear them again. Fuck, I hated the thought of that. I pulled up the website of the Blue Bay Hotel, my favorite hotel in Boston, and clicked on the page for their spa. While my townhouse in the city was being renovated, I had stayed there for several weeks. The owner had even become a friend. I reviewed their list of services and dialed Will's extension. Can you call Blue Bay and make sure the suite is available for Saturday night? No problem. I'll let you know what they say. Frankie's reply came in. From Jordan, Frankie to Block, Derek, sent April 24th, 9:22 a.m. Subject, wet, period. Again, period. Why miss them when you can hear them right now? That was the problem. Her moans were all I wanted to hear, all damn day long. I couldn't get enough of them, or of her screams, the way she breathed my name through those soft, seductive lips. Keeping her satiated was probably more satisfying to me than it was for her. And it would be ending soon. Hayden and I had to take Randy down, to make sure that bastard suffered, and that's where my attention needed to be. I had promised my sister I would stay focused, but if things with Frankie went any further, if thoughts of her continued to consume me, I knew I wouldn't be able to keep my end of the bargain. There wasn't room for both. I had to choose, and I chose my sister. She was there before Frankie, and she'd be there long after. That's why I had to make sure our time together was the most memorable experience she ever had, that I'd ever had. Just enough that I could get her out of my head forever. And then, once it was over, Frankie Jordan would be my realtor, and nothing more. The suite is available, Will said from my intercom. I picked up the phone. Book it for the night, please. Late checkout. A spa day for her, too. I glanced at the spa's webpage again. Massage, facial, the works. Just make sure she gets pampered. Hair and makeup as well. Done, but not too done. That's quite a menu. It's quite an occasion, I told him. Can you also book a mid-level suite, second floor from the top? Yep, I'll take care of everything. Good man. From Block, Derek to Jordan, Frankie. Sent April 24th, 9:23 a.m. Subject, April 27th. Don't make plans for the day or night. You're mine. In spite of telling her I wanted to keep things physical, I hadn't mentioned my one-night, one-morning rule. I would have to tell her at the hotel. There was a chance she'd kick me out, despise me, void our contract, and refuse to work with me again. I'd known the risks before I'd touched her the first time. I knew the risks now. Getting another chance to taste her would make it all worth it. From Jordan, Frankie to Block, Derek. Sent April 24th, 9:25 a.m. Subject, you're on my calendar. I can't wait.
13. Frankie. Derek's email said there would be a driver arriving at my condo at 10 in the morning. I'd been checking the time nonstop since I'd woken up. It was a few minutes before 10, so I threw some last-minute items into my bag. An extra pair of panties in case he ripped the others. A second bottle of lotion if the first decided to explode. Several more pairs of earrings so I would have choices. And headed for the elevator. I rolled the suitcase, feeling how notably heavy it was. I had certainly overpacked for a one-night stay. I shifted my fingers continuously around the handle and realized how much I was fidgeting. I was more nervous than I thought I'd be. Derek hadn't provided any details beyond asking me to pack a bag. Our communication over the last few days had been short and flirty, and all conducted through email. I hadn't invited him to come over again, and when I had stopped by Timber Towers with my client, the international investor who was in town, Derek wasn't there. Not only hadn't I seen him or heard his voice, I also hadn't touched myself. It hadn't been easy to uphold his order, an order he reminded me of every day. There had been a few times when I'd almost caved, my fingers tempting me in the shower. But the thought of tonight and my promise to Derek had kept me strong. Now the throbbing between my legs was becoming intolerable, and it didn't help with my anxiety. Neither did not being privy to his plans. I wanted him, more than anything, but the thought of him naked, and of me naked, spending the whole night together, and finally getting to experience what I'd been dreaming about. It was a lot to take in. My doorman greeted me when I arrived at the lobby.
"Miss Jordan,"
he said as he took the suitcase handle out of my grip.
"Your driver is here to pick you up."
He motioned toward a gray-haired man standing on the far side of the lobby.
"At the request of Mr. Block," the driver said. "Would you please follow me, ma'am?"
We followed the driver to his SUV, the same model Norm drove, and I climbed into the back seat while the men placed my bag in the back. My doorman arrived at my side.
"We'll see you soon,"
he said, closing me in. The driver took his seat and turned to face me.
"Can I get you a drink? I have bottled water and juice, or I can stop and get you a coffee."
"I'm fine, thanks." The only thing I wanted was a mimosa, and even if he had one to offer, I wasn't sure my stomach could handle it. Not until I knew where he was taking me, at least. "Will it be a long drive?" He glanced at me in his rearview mirror as he started the engine and steered through the long line of cars.
"Not too long, no."
"And will Derek be driving with us, or—"
"Mr. Block will be arriving separately."
I stared out the window, not knowing my destination, which only made me feel worse. So I opened my purse and searched for my phone. Checking my email would at least occupy some of the drive. A text from Bree was already on the screen. "Bree, are you in La La Land yet?" "Me. I'm in the back seat of an SUV, and I have no idea where the driver's taking me. There's no wine, and I'm a wreck. Bree, think of what awaits you."
"What awaits you?"
I had to stop myself from laughing. That didn't sound like Bree at all. She was usually much more blunt. "Me. Is this you, or did someone steal your phone, Miss Proper?" "Bree. I thought if you read the word orgasm, it would make you more nervous. But fine. Think of the orgasm. The mind-blowing orgasm." Winky face. "Me. You're right. I'm more nervous." "Bree. You'll be fine, more than fine. You'll be non-stop orgasming." "Me. I'll text you in the morning."
Bree. Orgasm, orgasm, orgasm.
I laughed and glanced up just as the SUV came to a stop in front of the Blue Bay Hotel. I knew the place well. It was where many of my international clients stayed while they were in town, where Norm and I picked them up for viewings, where we often had drinks after those showings.
"We're here," the driver said, shifting into park.
He came around to the back seat and opened my door.
"I'm meeting Derek at the hotel."
I clasped his wrinkled fingers and he helped me step onto the curb.
"I'm not certain of Mr. Block's plans."
I watched as he moved to the back and retrieved my bag and handed it to the bellhop. My eyes then fell upon a woman with an impressive head of long, fiery red hair.
"Ms. Jordan," she said, reaching for my hand to shake.
"I'm Terry Lynn, the owner's assistant."
I adjusted my purse so it sat on the highest point of my shoulder and took her hand.
"It's nice to meet you."
The gold tag pinned to the lapel of her jacket confirmed her name and title. She nodded.
"Mr. Block has asked me to assist you throughout the day to make sure your stay with us is exceptional."
"My stay?"
"Indeed. Please come with me."
We walked past the outside foyer toward the glass entrance of the hotel.
"Are you going to fill me in on what Derek has planned?"
Terry Lynn held the door open for me as we moved into the lobby.
"More details to come, of course. For now, let's get you to your room."
She kept an even pace as she led me past the bar and restaurant, slowing only when we reached the bank of elevators. We waited for one to arrive.
"We're having quite the cold spring, aren't we?"
I appreciated her attempt at small talk, but it wasn't helping the knot in my stomach or the jitteriness in my hands.
"It has been unseasonably chilly."
"Pretty scarf."
I ran my fingers over the silk chiffon print.
"Thank you."
It was wrapped loosely, barely touching my neck, yet it felt like it was strangling me.
"After you,"
Terry Lynn said, holding the elevator door open. She stepped inside and pressed the second button from the top. I leaned against the mirrored wall and crossed my arms over my stomach. It growled in response.
"There will be food in your suite," she said.
I chuckled, surprised she had heard my grumbling belly over the music that played in the elevator. I was still too queasy for wine, but I needed to put some food in me, and was happy to hear I would have some soon.
"Have you stayed here before?" she asked.
I shook my head. "But I've eaten at the restaurant, and I've frequented the bar."
"I see."
She held the elevator door while I moved into the hallway.
"Your bag will be waiting in your room."
"That was quick." She smiled.
"You're a special guest."
Special treatment for a special guest. Derek and the owner must have known each other somehow. There was no other reason the owner's assistant would be shadowing me. She led me to a door at the end of the hall, slid her keycard, and guided me inside. It was situated on the corner of the hotel. Smaller than most of the suites I'd been in at other hotels, but larger than a standard room, with ample natural light and modern fixtures. New Age music played through the speakers, and breakfast had been set up on the bar. I held my stomach again as I looked at the food.
"I'll be back in 30 minutes.
She stayed in the entryway, leaning against the open door.
"Have some breakfast and relax. Try to make yourself at home."
Try. She was either extremely intuitive, or I was fidgeting worse than I thought.
"Thank you."
"No problem."
She looked over her shoulder as she pulled the door shut.
"Take a peek at the bed."
Then she was gone. I was finally alone and too curious to wait. I ran into the bedroom. Resting on the fluffy white comforter was an envelope, and a box that looked similar to all the others that had been delivered to my office over the past 3 days. I opened the envelope carefully. "Terry Lynn will be taking you to the spa. First, change into the robe that's in the closet. Enjoy your time here. I'll be enjoying you later. D."
I dropped the note and unwrapped the box. Inside was a double-breasted trench coat, black, knee length,